Our last act tonight, the Heather Pearson Acoustic Trio. Hey, yeah. From New Hampshire's Mount Washington Valley, the Heather Pearson Acoustic Trio, with Danny Sturdivant on strings, brass, and Sean Nadeau on bass, brings to life the sounds of the streets of New Orleans and the valleys of Appalachia. Heather writes, "I don't know how to whistle."
It's true.
One of them shares a birthday with Albert Schweitzer. One of them shares a birthday with Loretta Lynn. One of them shares a birthday with Selena Gomez. It's their very first time in L.A. They're super excited about that. Let's make them aware of how L.A. wants to treat them. The Heather Pearson Acoustic Trio.
A lot of time together, so we got to cover a lot of ground. This is a song about something people don't like to talk about very much, and I thought with Halloween right around the corner, I thought this might be appropriate. Do you think you know what happens when you die? Some say you meet a bearded man up in the sky. Some say there is a fate much worse awaiting those who lie and sin and curse. And for heaven, you'd be foolish not to try. But I'm not here to debate your theology. I'm only entertaining curiosity about the destination of your body. Where will you go when you die? I mean your body, not the you that you call I. Oh, where will you go when you die? I mean your body, not the you that you call I. When the time has come for your in memoriam, will you be headed for the crematorium? Or perhaps a box of pine will suit your carcass fine, purchased at your local grief emporium. It's a lesson nobody wants to learn, the pros and cons of a coffin and of an urn. And the bad news is everybody gets a turn. Oh, where will you go when you die? I mean your body, not the you that you call I. Oh, where will you go when you die? I mean your body, not the you that you call I. A mushroom suit would be quite cute, in a rocket ship would be pretty hip, in the dirt behind a yurt, in the ground at the edge of town. There's just so many creative ways to properly dispose of your remains. So you better get to thinking about these things, and long before the fat lady sings. 'Cause you will leave behind a mess if your family has to guess, and there's no telling what kind of antics that could bring. So for goodness sake, write down a reminder for when death arrives unannounced in your foyer. You better pick up the phone and call a decent lawyer and tell them, where will you go when you die? I mean your body, not the you that you call I. Oh, where will you go? You call I. Everybody say, oh, where will you go when you die? I mean your body, not the you that you call I. Oh, where will you go when you die? I mean you, the walking, talking, heart still beating and excreting you, not the you behind your eyes, the you that you call I. Well, now that I got that out of my system. How many of you all have been to New Orleans, Louisiana? Yeah. And how many of y'all are going to Folk Alliance in January? Yeah. Well, New Orleans is a very, very special place to me. I spend as much time there as my life will allow. And I like to share a little bit of New Orleans everywhere I go. So because New Orleans is important, and because jazz is important, I'm going to do a song that was written by the original ambassador to the world for jazz, Mr. Louis Armstrong. I was the one who taught you all you know. give the fellas a little break for a moment. So piano is where it all started for me. So I have a new record coming out in a few weeks called Lines and Spaces, and I'd like to share the title track with you all. Those of you who took piano lessons as a child from John Thompson teaching Little Fingers to play might recognize some of the things in this. In the old front room that overlooked the yard, along the back wall, standing like a guard, was the big brown box that helped me make sense of the world. He found it at the dump and brought it home to me. And that was all it took to set my young mind free. And the big brown box helped me make sense of the world. He taught me lines and space. She taught me how to read faces. The house was always so cold, and the ashtray always full, and every word she said scratched at me like wool. Brown box helped me make sense of it all, but I was always unsure of how I ought to be, and somehow it seemed that that wasn't up to me. But the big brown box helped me make sense of it all. He taught me lines and spaces. She taught me how to read faces. As soon as I'd sit down, I'd close my eyes and play. What a beautiful pain to wish everything else away, except the big brown box that helped me make sense of the world. And now that they've all gone, the old piano too, I hope I've got what it takes to follow what is true. And the big brown box showed me how to be in the world. He taught me lines and spaces. She taught me how to read faces. Lines and spaces. She taught me how to read faces. those handsome fellas back up here. So grateful for this opportunity. Thank you so much for your open ears and your open hearts. And we've got one more for you. All right. We're gonna bring you to church. How about that?
Thank you all so much.